This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Days left until the 2020 election this November. It's Wednesday, January 15th, 2020. And we're alive. We're human beings that have a destiny. If we take our destinies in our hands and don't let others govern our destinies. I was thinking about how Friday and Sunday and the last few days we broke those videos, that InfoWars and Bandai video, that showed the UN's top scientists admitting vaccines are killing people, and they've been covering it up, and that their own doctors think vaccines are bad. And then all those other top scientists are 20 hours agreeing. We posted the video, and now it's about 600,000 people watched it on Bandai video, but the real story is that Google and Twitter and Facebook are blocking people, trying to even link to the raw UN video itself on the UN site. They're signed on to pure evil. But we already knew that, didn't we? We already knew that Google and Apple and all of them are moving to China and have endorsed the most evil authoritarian regime the planet has ever seen, and that's a benchmark for what they're shooting for, as the UN openly adopts the Chinese Communist Global Social Credit Score officially 2 weeks ago as a planetary control system tax and control operation, as humanity is waking up and their attempts to suppress the truth, I believe, will fail. Because time and time again throughout history, evil has looked like it's going to win right up to the last moment. And that's finally when the people awaken out of their slumbers to the challenge yet again. And I think about our ancestors and all they've gone through to bring us to this point. And the great human saga, the march to the stars and beyond. And deep in my heart, I know, in the end, the technocrats will fail, but many billions will die in the process. And on the other side, we'll look back and ask, how did we ever let evil get this far? And we'll have to look in the mirror and realize it was because of us all these bad things happened. Because good men have to stand out and let evil triumph. But it will be because of the actions we take now that we rectify that and one day can stand before the creator of the universe and hopefully measure up enough to go to the next level. Yes, reality is way more epic than anyone could try to put into words. And here we are on the precipice of choosing the direction of our civilization forever. I have to say yet again that InfoWars is 100% been the tip of the spear. And again, I don't say that to say, oh, look, we're the tip of the spear. Aren't we great? It's actually a great responsibility. In fact, it was Paul Watson about 4 years ago that began to really expose the incel movement as being the mass shooters. Others on the internet had pointed it out, and then Paul magnified it, InfoWars magnified it, Drudge linked to our stories. And now the FBI and the Texas State Police have come out and said, actually, almost every mass shooter has been a incel, involuntarily celibate into the occult, driven by an ideology of hatred for humanity and depopulation. And, of course, Satanism. Now, it isn't that InfoWars had some magical crystal ball. It was that we were tracking who these people were. And, of course, law enforcement knew this as well, but the ADL was still in control and was telling us it was all Christians that were the enemy and gun owners. Well, now all that's been thrown to the side, and law enforcement's openly publishing the truth. And the truth is, it's Antifa, leftist, incel, needle dicks that are the problem. We'll be back.
I want to talk about Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste because I hadn't tried it except for maybe the last week and a half. And I told Alex, I said, man, this is the best toothpaste I've ever tried. He's like, well, what are you doing just sitting in here telling me? You got to get up there and tell people. And so here I am telling people, Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste is by far the best toothpaste I've ever tried. And I'm 45 years old and I've tried a lot of different toothpaste. And it's fluoride free. I think the big difference, the game changer in this is the coral calcium, because after I brush my teeth with this, they feel so clean, and the toothpaste, I don't even like rinse out my mouth after I brush my teeth with this. It feels so good. It feels like good things are happening in my mouth. In fact, I find myself brushing my teeth 3 to 4 times a day rather than just twice a day now because I like the way it feels.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
5 nuclear-armed states must work together to neutralize the threat of global war, says Vladimir Putin, during an annual State of the Nation address that took place just hours ago. We're going to be playing part of that speech coming up and reading some of the Russian and English translations. That's what's going on the planet Earth. Remember, there's not just the United States, but an entire planet struggling against corporate tyranny that is establishing systems of communist control and divide and conquer over populations. Well, the governor of Virginia has done exactly what we said he would do. First, he declared an emergency inside the Capitol and said you can't have guns there when there's going to be a large pro-Second Amendment rally. And then he said, now I declare it on the Capitol and the Capitol grounds, and I predict he's going to declare a bigger emergency. And we've got some of those newscasts coming up for you here in just a moment. Despite massive protest, Virginia Democratic gun control bills go full steam ahead, pass first hurdle. Remember those headlines from InfoWars and Natural News a few months ago? Here's one from December. Virginia governor plans to use roadblocks and UN troops to seize guns. They're actually talking about using the UN and using troops. And then every time we go, oh, that's crazy, that's dangerous, they go, oh, we don't mean that. So they're just getting you in the habit of hearing that term, emergency, and then the emergency begins to expand. And you're like, why would they want to pick a fight with gun owners? Why would they be so incendiary? Well, that's the whole point. And then we learn from the Bernie Sanders campaign operative that they're going to burn down Milwaukee at the DNC, where InfoWars will be, where I will be, if Sanders doesn't get the nomination. And then if Trump wins, they're going to burn it there. And the fires will spread from that summer of rage across the nation. There will be an overthrow of the government. Law enforcement will be under communist control. And they will then arrest white males and put them in re-education camps. And, of course, some will have to be killed. And the police will have to be killed until they learn to submit. Turns out this individual's been arrested for all sorts of things and lives in his mother's basement. Now, some folks live in their mother's basement and take care of their mother, but it's just, whoa, with these guys, the same thing always applies. And we have these Texas domestic terrorism threat assessment, a big old thick report that we scanned through this morning, an unclassified version. And I pretty much agree with everything I did read. I've only read maybe 20 pages of the 41 scanning over it because I just learned of it this morning from nationalfile.com. Those guys are on the job, let me tell you. And so we basically post everything the National File comes out with. We appreciate them letting us do that. The great Tom Papert, that's one of the owners of it. And so that is a big deal. It's a huge deal. Texas government forewarns incel rebellion, says incels are emerging domestic terrorism threat. And then they go through chronicling almost every mass shooting is the same ideology. Leftist, anti-human, they want to depopulate. They hate women because women don't like them. And then the thing the media advertises for them to do is go out and kill people. And so the guy at the Walmart was not a right-winger. He was an incel, leftist, radical environmentalist. The guy in Ohio the same day, devil worshiper, actual member of Antifa, huge Bernie supporter. He just got so crazed with the demonic evil, he just wanted to go kill. And folks with a gun stopped him. So you see the incel types and the other Antifa folks killing their wives. And saying, I'm doing this so Trump will take the guns from the Republicans so we can kill them all. They don't even think through the logic of them being honest. We're going to kill people with guns so we can take your guns so we can kill you. They're even being honest about it now. Just lay down your weapons and we're going to kill you. After we torture you in a re-education camp. This is the mainline Democrat policy now. No borders, no wall, no USA at all. Trump's bad for saying America exists. They're now eating their own. Bernie Sanders turning on women, supposedly, we're told. But really, it's all just a made-up thing from Pocahontas, who's a congenital liar, saying that he told her once women can't win the presidency. This is them eating their own. It's all coming up when I start the next segment. But I want to go to some Caitlin Bennett here. So I want to feature our great reporters more and more here on air. She's followed a bunch of incredible reports at man.video in her section, going viral now. But this is what we're up against. Anti-Trumpers can't find what on a map? They can't find Iran on a map. This is illustrating the vicious dangerousness of these willfully ignorant morons. Who can't find their ass with both hands. So here's part of that report. Then we'll be back, and I'll go right through the systematic plans of the Governor Northam and the deep state to try to trigger a civil war in Virginia coming up in the next few months. I'll be in D.C. this weekend and next week for the trial of the president in the Senate and in Virginia on the 20th there. So we'll be covering it all live here, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you all for your support. But I want to just show you what Caitlin Bennett's up to.
We have a map here. We're wondering if people can point to Iran on the map.
I'm going to say
the glasses, they don't have
nope.
A lens in them.
Why don't you have a lens?
No, they don't.
Does this matter?
I don't know.
Like, I don't understand.
Don't make
nope.
I don't understand why this matters.
Nope. Neither. Nope. We all know the left has become foreign policy experts overnight. We're here in Toledo, Ohio at the Trump rally to see if leftists can even point to Iran on a map. It's right here, by the way. About what's going on with Iran.
Well, that scares me also. Because I feel Trump has a mental illness and he's narcissistic, I feel that everything he is doing is for his benefit only. I think a lot of other people feel that way, and I think anyone who works in the mental health field is aware that he has a narcissistic personality disorder.
All right, well, we're doing a little quiz. We're asking people if they can identify Iran on the map.
That's you. You do that, because I can't. I won't find it. Yeah.
What is Iran?
Yeah, and I won't find it. Yeah.
I know where it's at.
Right there?
This
Saudi, Saudi Arabia.
It out.
That's Saudi Arabia.
Well,
I got Saudi Arabia. I was close.
Yeah.
What do you think about the Iran situation?
I think that there's no way a sitting president should be able to assassinate someone like that without passing it through anything.
Yeah.
I think that war in Middle East, spending trillions of dollars in war in Middle East is pointless and evil and dangerous, especially when it's not only endangering American lives and soldiers, it's wasting our money and it's endangering lives in the Middle East.
Can you tell me where Iran is on the map?
Oh, no, absolutely not. No.
Can you guess?
I can guess. So, that looks like... It's, somewhere around there. Yeah.
You pointed to the water.
I did, no. No, I pointed to the countries. Yeah.
I am against, our current policy in Iran, and I am for peace. And I think that the Iranians have acted with, restraint.
Cool. The Iranians have had restraint, is that what you said?
Yes.
U.S. intelligence sources say there is new evidence that Iran shot down a civilian passenger jet in its own airspace, killing many of its own citizens.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
With the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Chaos is hanging.
The social engineers know they're losing. One of their only gambits. Is to try to trigger a civil war in America, and we know from WikiLeaks, we know from their own internal documents that we have received, we know from the terrorism reports coming out from the state of Texas, that they are trying to trigger that. And we knew Governor Northam was going to try to declare an emergency. We knew he was going to try to hype it up like people with guns are coming to get him, and so he'll have to have a law enforcement response. Then they stage a false flag, or they provocateur an action, Jesse Smollett style, but on steroids. And then they say, look, the gun owners are the evil terrorists. They're the white supremacists. And they run the same operation we saw the Democrat-controlled state police did a couple years ago in Charlottesville. Here's the local news reporting on the emergency the governor's declaring.
11, an emergency ban on guns at Virginia's Capitol. Good evening, I'm Sarah Diamond.
I'm Josh Smith. The Associated Press reported within the last hour that Virginia Governor Ralph Northam plans to declare a temporary emergency tomorrow, banning all weapons, including guns, from Capitol Square in Richmond ahead of a massive rally that's planned next week over gun rights.
The AP says that's according to two state officials who were briefed on the plans but not authorized to speak publicly about them. Governor Northam reportedly will announce these plans at a news conference tomorrow afternoon and cite what his administration thinks are credible threats of potential violence and extremism.
Well, this comes as Virginia lawmakers are considering several gun control measures across the Commonwealth after Democrats won control of the Virginia General Assembly.
And the Democrats said, we're going to call out the military, we're going to set up checkpoints. Hell yes, we'll take your AR-15s. Well, they repeated what Beto said. We reported on all that in the last few months. Everybody else got upset. And even listeners are like, Alex, this is going to be more hardcore than you're even saying. Why aren't you making a bigger deal out of it? And I was just not wanting to escalate things and hoping the deep state would back down. But more and more, it becomes very clear they're going to try to pull something in Virginia. And it all starts basically on the 20th. They're going to try to put provocateurs into the crowds. They're going to try to stage something so he can declare a larger emergency and begin gun confiscation across the state in an attempt to trigger a civil war. So I want to open the phones up for law enforcement, for the military particularly, to give us your take on what needs to be done to stop this, because obviously, they try to go out and confiscate guns federally. We, as a nation, we have to stand up to that. If a governor's trying it, and people are like Mahatma Gandhi and turn them in, they won't be able to start their civil war. But they'll just provocateur it, maybe have a sniper shoot some anti-gunners. I mean, this is their playbook. And they're failing on every other front. They already sent somebody to try to kill all the Patriot Republicans at their baseball game. They're saying be violent to Republicans. They're saying kill Trump and his family. They're saying kill me. They go to Tucker Carlson's house. And now the FBI and state police in Texas have put out reports saying they're Antifa incels planning terrorism nationwide to usher in a collapse of the government and trigger a civil war. It's all here. And you got the Bernie Sanders operative saying the exact same thing. You've got the old Weatherman reports saying the exact same thing. This has always been their playbook. Doesn't mean it's going to succeed. In fact, it has a long shot at it. But people better know this is real. And I'm just going to say it. We have a good governor, a great governor in Texas. But if the Dems turn the state blue, and they're close to it, and they tried something like this and wanted to have a big riot and wanted to blame it on President Trump, and they came to take my guns, At this point, I would turn them in, knowing they were wanting a civil war. Then that would trigger such a political movement, the state would wake up and go back red. And I'm not telling people turn your guns in Virginia. That's a decision you've got to make. I'm simply saying we need to try to fix this peacefully. We're winning politically. That's why they want to overturn the chess table and trigger a war with law enforcement that's being ordered to go out and take the guns. And I can tell you, 95% of the police and law enforcement I know, national studies show that too, it's over 90%, are totally pro-gun and understand that more guns means less crime, and they totally get what's happening. But the globalists, when they're in control of a blue state, can march the police off to war. And that's what we're trying to start, is a Bunker Hill 1775 Lexington Concord when the Redcoats got ordered to come take the guns. And the local English military had warned them not to try it. But remember what the captain at Bunker Hill said. He said, we don't want a war, so don't shoot first. But if they come for a war, then they're going to get one. And that's what happened, and that's how America was born. 1775. They got their act together in 1776, issued the Declaration of Independence, and George Washington marched off, and you know the rest is history. So we came out of an attempt to take the guns. Do we want to go ahead and just have that war now while Trump's the president? This is all about overthrowing him, getting civil war going. We don't want civil war. So a guy marched up to Beto in a stage photo op and said, you can take my gun if it saves people. Well, take my guns from my cold, dead hands. If there's an organized federal takeover that has a chance of really disarming us and all this, we're going to have to organize with governors and others to understand we're going to have to fight it, like 1776. But we don't let them start the fight prematurely. In fact, we try to bypass this whole thing and fix things politically. That's why we have the First Amendment. It comes first. But this is an incredible time. James O'Keefe is also scheduled to join us coming up. And Syrian Girl will give us an update. And Mike Adams, and I really want to take your call. So we're only opening the phones up for law enforcement, particularly in Virginia or the D.C. area, but all over the country to give your take, active duty military, in the first round of calls. And I won't make you sit on hold a while. James O'Keefe's scheduled to come on the next segment, but he usually pushes it back some. So we'll be going to calls next segment of James in here. As soon as he leaves, he's usually only on about 10 minutes or less. We will go to your calls. And the toll-free number for you to join us, ladies and gentlemen, and we'll get you right on air. And, you know, you'd think I would have memorized this new number by now. That's put on screen for me. Thanks. But I'm just so used to the old number, 877-789-2539. And I know that number, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539 for police, for military, for active duty. What is your take on this? What would you do if they order you to go take guns? I mean, especially if you're in Virginia. I mean, this is an attempt to start a war. And so it's easy to go, they come for the guns, it's going to start here, let's get it going. We're winning politically. The left is self-destructing. Just like Trump's going to win out of the Senate trial. It's going to blow up in their face. But notice they want a civil war to start during that Senate trial next week. We'll be on the ground in D.C. and just miles away in Northern Virginia, where the Revolutionary War kicked off as well. Kicked off in Boston in the north and Virginia in the south. And it's just insane. 877-789-ALEX is the number. Your calls are coming up. James O'Keefe on the same story. The left wanting to trigger civil war, martial law, and burn down every major city. How do we stop that?
Knock on wood, I am not tempting fate. But everybody around the office, especially folks that have worked there a long time, have noticed that I really don't ever get sick. Now, again, I might get sick tomorrow, because I just made that statement. I'm not tempting fate. I'll say that again, because I am superstitious when it comes down to that. I'm very thankful to the good Lord for the Constitution I've been given. But up until about 8-9 years ago, when I started taking X2, the products in Force Life, I still got sick every couple of years. And, you know, I still get sore throats from allergies and pollen and things like that. But now that I religiously take the products at InfoWars Life, one of the highest quality supplements you're going to find out there. I just never get a fever anymore. It's probably been 3-4 years since I've had a fever. It's just crazy. So I chalk it up to genetics and the great products.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Live broadcasting worldwide, and James O'Keefe of Project Veritas is going to be joining us here in just a moment. The governor of Virginia has declared an emergency. They are already passing the laws through the process to ban and confiscate all semi-autos, as well as ammunition, banning gun ranges, you name it, as well as self-defense classes of all different types. Those bills are proceeding in the new Commonwealth legislature there in Virginia, and the governor is basically talking about going ahead and having gun confiscation, going ahead and having gun registration. And he's already declaring an emergency to just get the idea of an emergency going in your head so the deep state can trigger some type of civil unrest that leads to civil war in the region and martial law, saying that President Trump is to blame, and then removing him while the Senate is in session next week with the trial of the president. All the planets are aligning right now, and our intel was the governor was planning this, and now you see it's beginning to unfold. This is a Jesse Smollett-type false flag, but a billion times bigger. I believe they're not going to be getting away with it. You notice that we also have the new Project Veritas bombshell videos with this operative for Sanders right out of the Weatherman handbook saying we're going to put people in camps, we're going to be violent. The only way to deal with Trump supporters is violence. You have the Texas domestic terrorism threat assessment saying incel leftist Antifa are the main terror threat, and they track how all over the country it's been Antifa incels carrying out almost all of the mass shootings. So it all ties together. Joining us is James O'Keefe of Project Veritas with just another incredible bombshell, more even coming, of the Democrats planning civil unrest starting at the DNC, spreading across the country. We're not just hearing it from this individual. We're hearing it from a lot of them in the past as well. So this is really something, James, it looks like, that is at the core of what they're planning. James?
Yeah, Alex, I mean, this tape is maybe the most shocking statements you'll ever hear from a political campaign ever. This guy's a paid field organizer in Iowa. He's one of the top field organizers, again, paid by the campaign, currently, we understand, still employed by the campaign, which is really extraordinary. In this tape, he's praising Soviet gulags. He's saying that he's on board for gulags. He's up for shooting people who are against the revolution. He wants to, and this is probably the most shocking thing you'll hear in this tape, he wants to denazify people through Bernie's public education funding. So he's saying that that's the whole point of funding free tuition in college and schools, to change people's behavior. He also says, I'm going to quote him in this video that we just released today, there are things that are more important than the rule of law in the United States. So these are the sorts of things that we might suspect that these people believe, but they're really coming out full bore and revealing who they actually are to our undercover reporters there in the state of Iowa, Alex.
And in the same breath, he explains we need re-education camps, using the old Soviet term. Then he says, you know, Stalin did a good job. People actually like these. This is how we teach, you know, uppity people to bust rocks 12 hours a day. They're actually good places, but I will shoot people. But he goes, so that's what the colleges are, is re-education camps. That's why it needs to be free for everybody. So he's admitting what you and I and others have said, is colleges are phasing themselves in to open-air re-education camps.
Yeah, I mean, it's what we suspect. This is the mission of what we do. These people have these really in deep beliefs, and they don't express them outwardly. But he says kind of what we all suspect, and it's a failure of our public education system. People don't understand what gulags even are. It's amazing to me. Gulags were trending on Twitter because of the expose yesterday. Not everyone knows the horrors, the psychological horror, the terror of a gulag, and how they would force people to confess to crimes they didn't commit. This guy says, we need to send wealthy people to gulags to break rocks. He even says they had, quote, conjugal visits in gulags. I mean, and you might say, well, this is one crazy guy. It's one isolated incident. Well, first of all, Alex, as a result of what has been revealed so far, almost all of Bernie Sanders' campaign people in the state of Iowa have taken down their Twitter accounts. They've locked their Twitter accounts in reaction to this expose. So that is a reaction. It's having impact. And second of all, Alex, if you know Project Veritas, you know our modus operandi is to release one tape, draw them into saying that it's one person, low level, whatever, isolated, and then reveal more. So we're hoping for a reaction today from the Sanders campaign. We have our people camped outside of their offices. We saw one of your reporters, Owen, was actually asking CNN as they walked into the debate whether they're going to ask Bernie Sanders these questions. And Alex, they did not ask Bernie Sanders any questions about these tapes last night.
Well, in fact, we then saw through the windows, Anderson went, got the police, and then had him basically thrown off campus, saying CNN rented the whole campus. They admitted they do get public funds. They actually only rented the auditorium. They admitted anybody else could be there, but they said no reporters that weren't authorized.
I mean, that's their definition of journalist. And my response is, people say, well, where is the media on this? I say, listen, if they don't want to report the news, this is newsworthy, by the way. When you have a paid top field organizer in the state of Iowa praising the Soviet Union and saying that we need to have a conspiracy to murder police before the Milwaukee convention, well, guess what? If the media is not going to report that, then we're going to report that, and we will become the media. These videos got, I don't know how many, 5, 6, 7 million views in the last 24 hours. Everyone is talking about them, and I got them right where I want them, Alex. We got one guy, and there are more tapes, more employees. Please do say this is isolated, Bernie Sanders and your campaign staff. I hope they say it's isolated. The only thing they can say is that it's isolated. And then when they say that, my next question to them is going to be, what are you going to do when I show more Kyle Jurek's in your campaign? What's then the move going to be? What are you going to do about it? And it appears, Alex, the move is they're going to take down all of their Twitter accounts. So this is the first presidential campaign in American history where they take down all of their social media in response to some of the things that they actually believe in.
Well, you know, and I know, because we're on the ground dealing with this, that mainline left at these universities now talk like this. They say it to my face, your face. They're all over the place saying, we're going to put you in camps. We're going to re-educate you. Obama had it put in the Army Field Manual in 2010 to prepare re-education camps, even use the Soviet term. And then you have Hillary talking about fun camps. Larry Grathwald infiltrated the weathermen that then trained Obama. And they were there talking, saying, we're going to put 50 million people in re-education camps and kill 25 million of them. And these are the leaders of the weathermen. This came out in federal court. So this is really who these people are. Violent Marxist-Leninist revolutionaries foaming at the mouth, salivating for this.
Well, and that's what they're going to say. They're going to say, we don't actually believe in these things. This is a crazy guy. But I think you hit the nail on the head. It's him saying, you're not going to get Bernie to say gulag, quote gulags, but like all aboard for gulags. There needs to be re-education for a significant portion of society. That's the intention of gulags. And if you're going to fight back against the revolution, he says, we're going to remove you and put you in Siberia where you will learn the effing value of like being a comrade. That's what it has to be. Kyle says, quote, I'm an anarcho-communist. I'm as far to the left as you can possibly get. He says, quote, I didn't even count Justin, me, Derek, Danielle, Jessica. We're all further left than democratic socialists. So he's saying that
This is how we identify. You've got to go in a minute. Obviously, more big bombshells to drop. Can you give us any hints?
Yeah, I mean, I think the stuff coming out is even more shocking. We're looking for a reaction from the campaign today. We do believe that we will get one. I think we'll get one today. And as soon as we get that reaction, Alex, their response, there's nothing they can say. But as soon as they respond, then we're going to announce the next one, probably released early next week. It's going to be a series, Expose2020.com. Sign up, get our videos, Expose2020.com, to see the next one that's about to drop.
And let me throw this out at you as well in closing. Listeners, go to the events, go in, get in the front row, and bring it up. Don't let them shut this down. They're not responding because they know it's their ethos. Bernie went to the Soviet Union and praised it. Venezuela and praised it. He is absolutely a Stalin, a Mao in the offing. James O'Keefe, we salute you again in Project Veritas. God bless you, my friend.
Thank you. See you soon.
All right, there goes James O'Keefe, always on fire. Wow. All right, your phone calls are coming up.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Jones, your host. Well, the Liberty Movement, patriotic, loyal, smart, common sense Americans, have held off the globalist operation for a long time, and now we've retaken the presidency. And our kin, fellow travelers of liberty, countering the globalist fellow travelers of communism, are winning elections all over the world and turning the tide. So what do the deep states do? The Chi-Com's massively increased funding of media operations, not just here, but around the world, to propagandize the population against their own countries. And then they try to look at different racial and ethnic groups to play off those groups against each other. And that's what's happening right now. By holdouts, embeds, moles of the Democrats and neocons. I'm going to your phone calls, Joshua, Brady, Michael, and others. Joshua served for 3 years in Virginia. He's in Washington right now, served as a police officer, couldn't get a better caller to be able to talk about the governor saying that he's declared first an emergency at the Capitol, then the grounds, because the people are coming with guns, introducing the idea of a civil emergency. Right as the president's trial will undoubtedly be taking place next week in D.C., we'll be there covering both. That's how critical this is. Basically, my whole main crew is going to be there. We're going to have 15 people there. We're going to go to your calls in 1 minute. I just want to say that it takes a lot of money to do this. We are expending our backup reserve to do it. We are going to have a security team of quite a few people up there, including police officers from the locales. I'll just leave it at that, because this is a major threat area for everybody. Okay? I'm just going to leave it at that. We need to fund our operation. Ultimate Fish Oil is back. When I say ultimate, it's from the natural fjords salmon. It's from the anchovies, the really good oil. and it's from the krill that's amazing. It's big old juicy pills of it. It's a full bottle. Comparable stuff like this costs three times as much. It's 33% off, back in stock, ultimate fish oil. So good for your body, so good for your dreams, so good for your energy. It's a base for everything. InfoWarsStore.com. The Prostagard with saw palmetto and a whole bunch of other known compounds that have been proven to help the prostate and help it shrink and help it be healthy and help you not get cancer. You can actually say that about saw palmetto. Well, all the other stuff in it's amazing. A great formula. It's back in stock and discounted. And then this. I've said that varying bottles of Knockout, the natural sleep aid with eight known healthy Mother Nature compounds all in one pill at one low price, varies in strength because it's naturally wildcrafted raw ingredients, and some bottles aren't as strong as the others. Some batches aren't. Well, the new batch came in a couple months ago. I hadn't tried it. I brought a new bottle home because I was out. I took two. I slept for 10 hours like I was a dead man. I hadn't slept like that in years. And you know, like when you're a teenager or whatever, and your body's growing and you can't get out and the bed feels so good. I never feel like that. I mean, I sleep good and get up and stuff, but I'm usually jumping out of bed. I hit the snooze five times. I never do that. It was ecstasy. It was this. And this latest batch is strong. We had a batch a couple of years ago that was kind of like not that strong. I told people, I said, hey, this new batch isn't as strong. And I talked to the company. They go, yeah, that's how it is with raw ingredients and high quality, high source. It's not a drug. It's a natural. It's going to vary. Just like a fish you catch is going to vary. Be the same species. It's still going to vary. Or strawberries you pick are going to vary. Plant to plant, strawberry to strawberry. This is a really strong batch. And I'm like, why aren't I taking this every night? And that's the thing about the supplements. If you take them religiously, they really will change your life, especially things like the fish oil and Knockout and the X2 and X3. Okay. I'm going to go to your calls right now. I appreciate folks calling in, 877-789-2539 for law enforcement, military. I could easily get up here and act tough and say, well, looks like 1776, part two, Lexington Concord, they're coming for the guns and the war is going to start. And they're going to find Politico police that are dumb enough in the state police that the Democrats have handpicked to go do this. And because they want to start a civil war. So if there was ever an organized federal move, they were really taking guns and had the army out. I'm sorry, folks, we got to go to war. Okay? And I'm not looking for that, but I'll go to war. That's not our government. That's criminal. It's un-American. The country was born out of gun confiscation and the fight against it. But the Democrats are trying to start something here. I know our people aren't going to sit there if the cops come to take your guns and shoot a bunch of cops. You've already gotten your guns out, whatever you know. The police know. Almost every county has said they're with the people. They'll deputize everybody. The police aren't our enemy. The globalists want to make it that way. They want to start a civil war. We're smart enough to not let this happen. But clearly the deep state's doing it. It's confirmed now. Okay? I'm going to be there. I know you're going to be there. They're going to try to provocateur stuff. How do we stop it? What are they going to pull? What are the police think? We're talking to you right now. Thanks for calling. Joshua in Washington. Served as a police officer in Virginia for 3 years in Richmond. Couldn't have a better person to tell us what you think. What do you think?
Scared. I'll be honest with you, Alex. I have more than a few friends still there that are in law enforcement, some that are retired. I was born and raised in Virginia, worked for a police department there, city of Richmond, for 3 years, and had the sense to get out. I'm a recovering Democrat. Had been all my life up until the last stages of Barack Obama, and I just saw the writing on the wall and figured I needed to take another course. I wasn't happy with things that were going on, but this has really got me worried. I grew up in the era of Governor John Dalton, who was a great governor for the state of Virginia, and I look at this guy now, and it's not even close. It's not even what I knew growing up as a kid. I'm really just concerned with everything going on right now.
What do you think of the deep? I mean, clearly they're trying to provocateur something. A, do you agree with that? B, how do you think we de-escalate this? I mean, that's why I'm on air saying, hey, let's not start a shooting war. The listeners will be like, what do you mean you'll turn your guns in? I'm not saying turn our guns in. I'm just saying, how do we not let them trick us into this?
I don't think there's a way we can, honestly. I mean, we can do the best we can on our end, but at the end of the day, there's always going to be those people out there that are going to try to do something, make everybody look bad. Richmond's always been a battleground. We know this through history. I'm really concerned with things.
Yeah,
right,
both
now
of America's big internal wars started in Virginia, and that's a fact.
And I have descendants from my family, at least 12 that I know of that fought in the Revolutionary War. So I'm pretty familiar with the way wars are and family members that have served in the military. But yeah, this has really gotten me concerned. And then we see what's going on in Indiana. They're trying to pass bills saying anything that holds a bullet more than 10 rounds is going to be considered a felony. But again, too many friends that are back there right now, currently serving still or retired, that are going to be there on the steps in Richmond. And I hope for the best. I really do. If I could find a way to be there, I would. I'm currently still serving on the West Coast in FEMA Region 10, but it's really gotten me concerned because I don't think there's anything that we can do or say that's going to change the fact of one or more people coming over there and trying to start something.
Well, I want to be clear. The deep state, the Soros people are going to have provocateurs on the ground. They may false flag a group of anti-gunners to then paint all pro-gunners as terrorists. That's not going to fly. But clearly, they know Trump is winning. They know America is realigning and waking up. And so I'm not saying if there's ever real gun confiscation, we go along with it. I'm saying we have to fight it. But we have to fight it politically now really hard to not get to that point. And I'm just saying they're trying to pick Virginia as a place to start this. That's clear. And so I'm just asking, how do we somehow not let this happen?
I wish I had the answer for you, Alex, because everything I could possibly give you as a possible answer is something that there's going to be a counter to. And I just think at the end of the day, there's going to be people there that are going to try to start something. I don't believe they're going to be involved in the Patriot side of things. I just think there's going to be people there knowing that there's going to be passionate people there, knowing there's going to be patriots there to try to initiate something like you've been talking about.
Now, there's no doubt that they're so desperate because they're losing politically that this is what they're going to try. And that's why I'm going to be there. And we're going to be in D.C. as well, as long as we need to be. This is a very historic time. Thank you very much for the call. All right, I'm going to go to break and come back with all the other callers. Michael and Dale and Brady and Willard and Tom. We have active state police in Virginia. Wow, that's a huge call. We're going to go to Willard the minute we come. In fact, let's just, well, I've got 1 minute. Willard, don't hang up. We're going to be back in 2 minutes. I'll go right to you and then to Tom and everybody else. And these times in history happen. Well, we're going into one right now. And there are a lot of powerful forces that think they can use this country's openness to take us down. And if Americans just woke up, the Chi-Coms and others are funding Hollywood to do this, no one would go along with this. But you've got a bunch of idiots in these colleges that don't even know what the three branches of government are, who fantasize about some communist takeover as if they're going to be in charge of that. And our tolerance of the left and corruption has led us to this point. I believe, through action, political action, and prayer, that we're going to be able to derail this and have cameras to expose the deep state if they try to pull something. But let me tell you, this is a time for everybody to be as awake as they can be. Stay with us.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.